Greetings, Summit leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to SELDI, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, achieving balance in life and business. Assignments that are done well equal accomplishments over time, resulting in achievement. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. The one who is faithful over little will be faithful over much. Achieving balance is a lifetime work for everyone desiring to live a fruitful and prosperous life. It only occurs intentionally through focusing on the holistic perspective of our lives. Early in my career, I felt life existed in two compartments, work life and life. I discovered that we are most effective when we understand that experience is not the best when compartmentalizing life. Life consists of mind, soul, spirit, and body. I worked hard to prolong my life through physical condition, but did very little, if any, to promote my spiritual health. The approach was short-sighted on my part. Someone wisely stated, "Better one hand full with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind." The key is to enjoy and work hard with moderation. Taking time to rest, enjoy the gifts given, and recognize that time, circumstances, and rewards are not in my control. We will work longer, be more effective, and achieve much if we can first seek a balanced life. In the process, we gain new strength to run the race set before us. Each of us will gain patience and endurance. How do great leaders achieve balance? Here are some ideas. Practicing the attitude of gratitude. This week, in a conversation with a group of Summit leaders, they shared stories about the attitude of gratitude. What is this attitude of gratitude? It's the people, circumstances, and experiences that they've encountered to get them where they are on their life journey. It occurred to me that we are one step closer to spiritual awakening when we practice the attitude of gratitude. The practice helps us to see that we are never able to accomplish anything of value on our own. One person shared how he writes 100 reasons for his gratitude. The action lifts his spirit. Neuroscience refers to this as the creation of new neural pathways or new ways of thinking. The discipline of practicing this releases chemicals that calm and elevate our spirit. Another Summit leader shared the idea of having an attitude of gratitude accountability partner for maintaining their focus together on this new discipline. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls, his friend can help him up. Halt. A wise leader once said, "Never allow yourself to get too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired." Why? Because these are the times we're most vulnerable to the enemies of every great leader. Have you ever found yourself in this place? Providence provides an antidote. Take time to rest, sleep, and eat. Given the isolation and pace of life today, we need this more than ever before. All of us go through the ups and downs of life. Often the answer is sleep and eat. Sometimes we need to slow down just a little and take a break. After a period, in some cases just a few days rest, we're ready to journey. Make your commitment to seeking life balance. Abraham Lincoln states, "Always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other one thing." Abraham Lincoln. Until the next time, my friends, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.